Okay, today's daf is Yivama's daf Ayin Gimel, as we continue in Perakah Arel, and we are discussing various halachas related to an uncircumcised an individual, an Arel. And remember, every daf, we don't have to mention it again and again, but every daf, we have to remember the machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, from the first daf here in the Perek, being that what is an Arel? What is the definition of an Arel? And Rashi is saying that it means anybody who's an Arel, even if somebody is an Arel because Halacha says they need to be an Arel, meaning their brothers died Machmas Mila, Mashenkin Rabbeinu Tam would say, says that is not an Arel because that Arel is only someone who has a Chiyuv of Mila that went unfulfilled. But here, there is no Mila, so Arel really means somebody who's just scared to get a Bris Mila or something related to that. And we discussed then, back on Daf Ayin, three different approaches in the Achronim, how we could view that Machlokas. Okay, so we just had, on yesterday's Daf, the day before we had Rabbi Yochanan, discussing whether an Arel could be Makabel Hazaa, whether an Arel can... somebody who is still an Arel, can he be in the process of becoming Tahar Mitumas Meis? Today, yesterday we had the opposite question, whether an Arel could do the actual Hazah. Arel Shehiza, does it work? Rabbi Elazar says that it does work. It works. Arel Shehiza, Hazah Aso Kshera. That's what we said. So then we asked Akasha, we brought a Brisa that said that a Tumtum is not allowed to do the Kiddush. And we compare the two parts of the process, Kiddush, putting the ashes of the Paraduma, mixing it with the water, and Hazaa, the actual sprinkling. We assume those two go together, which one didn't have to say, but the Gemara is not machalik between them. The Gemara says the Tumtum cannot do the Kiddush, do the Hazaa. Why? Because he's a Suffolk Arel. If the Tumtum, who we don't know what he is, turns out to be a Zachar, and then he is called an Arel, that's why he can't do the Kiddush. That is the Tanakama, while Rabbi Huda says no. An androgynous, the Tanakhama says, can do the Kiddush. Rabbi Yehuda says, even an androgynous is possible. So we'll have to get back to that because he says an Isha is possible. But the Gemara said, Safik Arel is a problem. So you see, an Arel is not allowed to do the Kiddush. So Rabbi Yosef said, it's a machlokas Tanoim, really. Really, that Brisa reflects the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, who, as we've said earlier in the Perek, is Marbile La Arel Kitame. He learns from the word Ish Ish to include, to understand that whenever the Torah says Tame, it also means Arel. Tosfos earlier in the Perek said, one time you needed to say it explicitly in order for us to learn that. So that's what Tosfos said. The little Tosfos we had on the bottom of Ayin Amid Aleph, Dibur Maskel Ish, Tosfos said that by Karban Pesach it says it Beferish, but once you say it once, so we can learn, Rabbi Akiva could then learn that they always have the same halachas. That is where we were up to, explaining, defending Rabbi Elazar Shita against the Braisa. There is a discussion in the Achronim, the Minchas Chinuches, what about a Baal Mum? Could a Baal Mum do the Hazah? That is a question that he deals with, and we'll have to get to soon. We'll have to get to a Katan. But let's leave that for a moment. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava now. Rava says, Ayyasivna Kamidur of Yosef. I was sitting in front of Rav Yosef Akashili, and I was bothered by what we just said. We just said that Rava is the opinion, that Rabbi Akiva is the opinion, that is Marbe Arel Katame. Same exact halacha of an Arel and Tame. And therefore, just like we mentioned before, that an Tame is not allowed to even touch the Truma, so too, we would say that an Arel also, according to Rabbi Akiva, can't touch. And Rava was bothered. Why wouldn't anybody ever say that? That's such a big chiddush. Say it explicitly. V'kashali. Lo lishtamit Tana. Right? The Tana would not have omitted mentioning such a chiddush. Lo lishtamit Tana. V'lisni ha'arel v'atame. V'leidema Rabbi Akivahi. Right? To say such a chiddush that an arel is like tame in this regard. We know Rabbi Akiva says that. But for every single halacha, including this halacha, even Nigiyas Truma. So, L'chore, you would have to say that Beferish, if we would say that Rabbi Akiva would even go this far. And the fact, says Rava, that it has never been said explicitly, must be it's not true. Must be that it can't be true, so we have to say Rabbi Akiva would admit that a Maga Truma Al Yedei Arel would not be a problem. So, because we never have such an application Beferish. He doesn't like that answer of saying that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Says the Gemara, really? You never have it explicitly in other contexts that an Arel and a Tame, even outside of, let's say, eating Truma or the like, you never have it explicitly. V'haktani, but what about the following? Says in Chagiga, Ha'arel v'atame b'tur min ha'ri'iyah. So you see, there they go together, right? So too, you would go together here, outside of Achilas Truma or Achilas Kachim. They're the potter from Re'iyah, from bringing the Olas Re'iyah when they go into the Beis HaMikdash. We know the three karbanos that one is Chayiv, first mission Chagiga. Three karbanos related to Yantif, that not everybody, but certain people are Chayiv, and therefore, and one of them, the Ola, the Tameh and the Aral are potter from. So you see, it is explicit. The Gemara says no. Hasam mishum demais. There, it's not because an Aral is treated like a Tameh, but it's that both of them are problematic separately because they are maus. So we mentioned on Amud Aleph yesterday, an Aral is considered maus to be in Hashem's palace, to go into the Beis HaMikdash. When one is an Aral and bring a carbon, so that is inappropriate, separate from including it as a part of the category of Tameh? No. Rashi says, Ma'us, first wide line, Le Ra'us Ba'azara. It's inappropriate to appear in the Azara as an Arel. But that's not a Raya that Arel and Tameh are compared, according to Rabbi Akiva, even in other contexts. So Rava leaves it at that, that he does not think that we could say that in this context. Good. Continuing. Says the Gemara, Va'azdu Litaimayu. And they go according, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, that argue earlier, we quoted this brisa about androgynous, whether an androgynous, who is an androgynous, someone who has ambiguous, could be both, zachar or nekeva, machlokas elsewhere, what is an androgynous considered? Is it a suffix zachar or nekeva? Is it a birya bifne atzmo? We mentioned androgynous once earlier, a couple of weeks ago, in the Puravu sugis, where the Menchas Chinuch has the havamina at least. Would a person be yotze Puravu having an androgynous? According to the Mandamar, Safik Ish, Safik Isha, Chatzi Chatzi, Chatzi Ish, Chatzi Isha, and he says, of course not. You have to have at least two bodies to be Yotze, but at least he brings that up. But the Azalot Tamayu, so they go according to their reasoning, whether an androgynous can do the Avoda of the Paraduma. Titania, because the Brisa says, Hakol Sheirim Lekadesh, everyone is kosher to be Mekadesh, to sanctify the Paraduma mixture, chutz mecherashot of a katan. Tanakama says, not a cherashot of a katan because you need a bardas, and therefore they can't do it. Rabbi Yehuda, machshir b'katan. Rabbi Yehuda is machshir by a katan, not by the other two. Tosfos in Yuma, Daf Mem Gimel says, because he is osi lichlal da'as, because he is going to become a bardas. That's always the factor that is used for a katan. He is not excluded in the same way as a shota and a cheresh. He's asking l'chal da'as. Rabbi Yehuda says, for this, it would be enough. Rabbi Yehuda's machshir b'katan. Upasul posa b'isho b'androgynous. But he passels by an isha, and therefore he also passels by an androgynous. Machlokas tanoim. My taima de rabbanon. What's the reason? What's the reason for the rabbanon? It's always interesting to wonder which question does the Gemara ask first when there is a machlokas tanoim. As if one bothers the Gemara more than the other one. So here, the Gemara asks first, or sometimes you can just say it's going in order. But sometimes you could ask, you know, why, what's the reason for this? And then the Gemara has to go back and say, okay, how does the other one reject that first one's opinion? So my time is Rabbanan. So first the Gemara asks, what's the reason for the Rabbanan Shita that allows an Isha, I'm sorry, that does not allow, yeah, that allows an Isha, because Pashas there's no explicit exclusion, but does not allow a katan. Tichsiv, v'lachu latameh me'afar sreifas achatas. Because right after the Torah describes that you gather the ashes, v'yasaf ish tahor, then it says this pasuk, v'lachu latameh, they take for the tameh me'afar sreifas achatas, from the afar of the sreifa. Hanach, and we darshan, because the previous pasuk was talking about the asifa, and now we're talking about the lekicha. Hanach, the pasli bi asifa, psulin bekiddush. So the same people, the people who are pasul to gather the ashes, are also pasul to be mekadesh and continue the avoda. Hanach, the ksherim ba asifa, ksherim bekiddush. And those that are kosher ba asifa are kosher to do the kiddush. So who is included? So Rashi goes to Gemara in Yuma, where ish velo katan, a katan is excluded, and an isha is included. That's the Tanakama Shita, right? Any gadol or gadola can do the avoda here. Meaning, even though an isha is usually excluded from avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, this is an unusual type of avoda, as Hashem will talk about in a couple of minutes. But that's the Tanakama. V'Reb Yehuda Amar Lacha. What would Reb Yehuda say? Im keim neimakra vilakach. If you think it's talking about the same exact people, the Yasifa and the Kiddush, so why doesn't it use singular, as it said, v'yasaf, it should say v'lakach. why does it say v'lakhu, my v'lakhu, to include someone new that hadn't been allowed to do the previous stage? Da'afilu hanach de psulim hasam ksherim hacha. That's Rabbi Yehuda's remez, his drasha, that he includes a katan, because it must be somebody who was not allowed to do the previous who's allowed to do this. Ihachi, one second, if that's true, Ishanami, once you're including more people, so why doesn't he include Isha? Vinasan velo vinasna. No, because it says vinasan. This is not a Zachar Nekeva thing, because the Torah is written in Lashon Zachar. So Tosva says that's not what's going on here, but it just means it's an extra word. An extra word in singular, which excludes somebody. So we include katan and we exclude isha. Tosos on the bottom. Kra yisera kadarish. Velo darish be the kasa vinasan velo vinasna. Shekola Torah veloshen zachar nemra. Can never say that that is coming to exclude. So that's what. So Rabbi Yehuda includes katan, excludes isha. Virabanan. And the Rabbanan, you have to explain why the Torah switches from singular to plural. Why it says viasaf. And then v'lakhu, ikasav v'lakach v'nasan. If it was all singular, hava amina shakol chad v'yavchad, I would have thought maybe you need one and the same kohen doing the entire avoda. If everything would have been singular, I would have thought you have to have one. Kasav rachmana v'lakhu. That's why it says v'lakhu, because to teach me that even two could be involved. V'ikasav rachmana v'lakhu v'nasnu. And if it said both plural, hava amina d'shakli tre v'yavi tre, that maybe you need to have two involved. Kasav rachmana v'lakhu v'nasan. Right, I was saying v'asaf, but it's v'nasan. V'afilu shakli tre v'yavchad, meaning you can have a mixture. Kind of a mixture of a number of Kohanim being involved. Okay, before we can finish off the last drasha, let's just mention one or two points in this regard. And that is the Rambam. The Rambam paskins in Hilchas Parah Duma, that a katan that has das is kosher to be mazeh. Right, he paskins, sounds like who? He doesn't just say katan, he says a katan that has das is allowed to be mazeh. Katan sheish bo das kosher. Vim ein bo das... Isha misayaso, she'ochezes lo hamayim, v'chulu. So what is the Rambam paskin? A katan sheish bo das is kosher, and an isha. An isha misayaso, she'ochezes lo hamayim, v'hu adin, cheresh v'shota, k'sherim imisayim lahem, dehem ein bohem da'as. So if somebody is helping, so then it is allowed. Ask the minchas chinuch, heich machshir ha-Rambam katan sheish bo das lahazos. How does the Rambam machshir a katan to be mazeh, hakom makom shetzarach kavana katan b'chol inyan pasul. Whenever you need kavana to be mazeh, we know that it doesn't work. V'tzarach sheyehe gadol omid al gabav kemo gabe get b'chalitza v'shchita. We know in other halachic contexts you always need what's called gadol omid al gabav. And here the Rambam doesn't mention it. So the Minchas Chinuch says you're forced to say that. That's what the Rambam is being machshir, even though he doesn't say it. To have a katan sheish, halachically is called an embo das, and you need kavana lahazos here. So how could you say that it would work? So it must be that there is a gadol omid al gabav. Whenever you have a certain halachic context and you're allowed a gadol omid al gabav, it's also, an important discussion. What is the gadol actually doing here? Let's say by a get. Certain aspects of writing, of giving or writing a get, gadol omid al gabav is working. A gadol is there, enforcing and directing. So what is the gadol doing there? Is he supplying kavana? That's a chiddush. You could have one person doing the action and one person having the kavana. Or is the gadol instilling kavana into the katan, and is the katan's kavana? That's a question that has to be dealt with whenever you have gadol omen al gabav. How exactly does that work? But that is the Minchas Chinuch Ha'ara, what he thinks about the shita of the Rambam. Also, just to mention Rav Soloveitchik's beautiful Ha'ara, that he writes, when we have in Parshas Chukas, that's where we have all of these halachas of Parah Aduma, in the beginning of Chukas, why is that area of halacha dafka put there in the Torah? Dafka in the middle there, right? Why shouldn't it be there? Well, right before Chukas, we have Korach. Korach is all the way at the beginning of the 40 years, the whole story of the rebellion against Aaron HaKohen. Then we have Chukas. What happens right after Parah Aduma in Chukas? Miriam dies. So the 38 years that we know nothing about is right there from Korach to Chukas. And if you don't focus on it, you don't catch it. Because Korach happened in year 2, and then Miriam dies in year 40. And we have nothing. We don't know anything about those 38 years. We know Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't speak to Moshe. But what the Torah puts into those 38 years as if there's a segue, as Rav Soloveitchik calls them, the blackout years. That's the halachas of mace. The halachas of tumas mace, halachas of paraduma, v'chulu. Why? Explains Rav Soloveitchik, because this is what they were dealing with those 38 years. Right? Every Tisha B'Av, we mentioned a couple of days ago about tumas mace. They were dealing with this mystery of death. Even if you want to say human beings have control over almost everything, it's one thing that human beings do not have control over. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka gives them, and the Torah juxtaposes and puts this area of halacha into the time period when this is what Bnei Yisrael were osik in and having challenges and philosophical issues with. Dafka gives them this area of halacha in order for them to realize, right, it's beyond their control. Right, this is one of the only areas of tahara, one of the only areas where you can't do it yourself. You have to have somebody be mazeh on you. As if to say, it's not like tevila. I jump in a mikvah. That's it. I'm tahar. I wait a week and then I jump in a mikvah. I can do it all myself. Paraduma, the tara paraduma, no. I have to have someone else do it for me. I am an object. I am not a subject. And that's the whole message of the tumas mace and paraduma also. It's out of one's control. The mystery of Misa. Also quoted, I'm not sure if he quoted it or others in the family. If you look in the Rambam, in the Reb Chaim, on the Gracha al Rambam, right, there's one piece on Hilchas Tefillah, and one piece on this, one piece on that. There's about eight pieces on Hilchas Tumas Meis. Right, it's huge. Pages and pages. They say because when Reb Chaim was getting older and these issues started coming into his head, the way that he dealt with it was by learning Hilchas Tumas Meis. That was how he was able to stay focused and realize, you know, the get into the world of halacha, right? To view it through halacha. That's how it helped him get through it. Okay, so let's continue now. Last drasha relating to issues of hazah and paraduma. Vehiza, top of the amud. Vehiza hatahar la tamei. Vitahar, sprinkles on the tamei. So we know the pasuk in Chukas, tahor michlal shehu tameh. What do you mean tahor? Mashma, what does it say tahor? Meaning Rashi says it's obvious you have to use a tahor person. Right? Why? Because the carbon is called a chatas. Paradum is called chatas. Chatas kai yachmanas. Obviously you have to use somebody who's tahor. What is the Torah emphasizing tahor? It must be, now he's tahor. He was michlal shehu tameh. Mashma, that he was or is somewhat has vestiges of tumah. We made out tful yom shekashav apara, teaching us that a tful yom, someone who went to the mikvah, who's waiting to be tar tonight by nightfall, so he is kasher to be involved in the para aduma process, right? And this is a well-known halacha within the world of para aduma. The Rambam quotes it. We had it back on the first daf in Maseches Yuma, right? The Rambam quotes it in Hilchas Para, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yudalid, the end of the first perek, after the Rambam goes through the basic process of para aduma. He says this detail was a major machlokes between the stukim and the prushim. Tful yom, hatstukim hayu omrim. The tstukim, those who only believed in Torah Shebichsav, said, she'ein maisa hapara kosher ela b'ma'or ve'shemesh. Paraduma is only kosher with people who are no longer tful yom. Right, you already had shkia. Ma'or ve'shemesh, the sun has already set. Lefichach hayu, because what does it say? Tar. What's tar? Tful yom isn't tar yet, you gotta wait till shkia. So lefichach, that's why, hayu bezdin bebayisheni, metamines hakoin asari v'sapara, b'sheretz, v'chayotzebo, v'tovel, v'yakach osikba, they dafka used it tful yom. Why? Kedei levatel divrei elu hazedim shemorim meha ola al rucham lo mena kabbalah. Right, to go against those people, those rebellious ones, who dafka did what they wanted based on what they figured out, not based on Mesorah. Right, and that's the Rambam says we dafka go again. So we have this a number of times in halacha, where we make a big deal in public about going against the stukim, because this is something that, you know, people might be pulled after. Right? The Rambam even writes in the Pirush Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos, in the first parak, on the pasuk of Antigonus Ishocho, he talks about Saduk Ubaitos there. He says, they really, deep down, wanted to reject everything. But nobody would have accepted them. Right, if you reject everything, no Torah, no nothing. So you have to have a little bit. That's why they said, okay, Torah Shebichsav. So they accepted Torah Shebichsav in order to then pull people in. Look, we accept Torah. We accept Torah Shebichsav. And that's how slowly, slowly they got followers. But it was such a pernicious and dangerous hashkafe out there. That is why Chazal did everything in public. Most famously, the Mishnayos and Maseches Menachos, where the Karban HaOmer was done in, with much fanfare, because they, the Tzdukim, held that Shavuos was always the Sunday, 50 days after Pesach. And we, of course, say that Shabbos means the first day of Pesach, so Yom the Shabbos means, depending on the day of the week, that's when it fell out. The Rambam also, in the Pirush Mishnayos in Para, in Maseches Para, emphasizes this, that he even quotes the Tosefta in Maseches Para, in Parak Gimel, quotes that there was one Tana, Yishmael ben Piabi, that understood the halacha of Tful Yom as a heter and not as an obligation. And therefore he started leading the Amaisam of the Paraduma with Mamish, Mu'urve Shemesh. And they said to him, you're wrong, you can't do that. It's not just a heter, we dafka want to do it with people who are not Mu'urve Shemesh yet. Im Anu, Makaimim, Ezu, Motzim Anu, Shemer al Rishonos. And also, what about the earlier generations that dafka used Tfula Yom? So the emphasis is that this is what we use. There is a fascinating Mishnah Achrona. Mishnah Achrona, one of the commentaries on Mishnayos in Maseches Para. He says, on the Mishnah that quotes this in Perek Gimel, V'yim Tomar, Lama Hutzra Chuluch Al Zeh, Ho Behem Machmirim, Ma Hefzid Yesh, Im Nachmir Kedivrehem, Ubaharmi Mekomos, Echmir Chacham Al Divrei Torah, Uma Bekach Im Nachmir Kedivrehem. Meaning, when it comes to like Mimachar HaShabbos, okay, that's different. They say Sunday, we say Tuesday, we say Wednesday. So there you gotta make a public showing against them. Or other machlokos, right? They say, any of the other machlokos. But if they're just a little extra, another example, Savar Eish B'chol Moshe Mosechem. They say, you're not allowed to light fire on Shabbos. And the Rishonim, in Masechah Shabbos says, we have to have hot food on Shabbos. Why? Onik Shabbos! And if you don't have hot food, the Rama quotes Shema Pikarasu. Somebody doesn't have hot food on Shabbos. So there we understand also, because even though it's extra machmir, but it's a downside. There's a counter pressure of owning Shabbos. But here, so they say you have to use a tful yom. Okay, so what's the big deal? So we'll be a little extra machmir. We won't use a tful yom either. Why can't we just be extra machmir? Why do we have to be so emphatic? Asked the Mishnah Achrona. Why do we have to be so emphatic against them? So says the Mishnah Achrona, because when it comes to halacha, asering what's mutter and matering what's aser are both wrong. Right, and therefore if we are machmir here, they wouldn't take it as a chumra, they would take it as that's the halacha. And a misrepresentation of what the halacha is in either direction is wrong. Can't just say, oh, I'll be extra machmir, like the Rashi and Beis Adav Beis. Somebody doesn't know the halacha, they'll be extra machmir, I'll be machmir. No, koach datera adif. What does that mean? You should always be mekel? No. It just means, if it's mutter, it's mutter. And we cannot present the halacha as saying something otherwise. V'yesh lomer dahacha, shehem ena modim shetful yom kasher, harim cholkim al kabbalah seinu, v'yasser lasas kedivrayim, shenemer lo sasser yaminu smol. Mashma yamin lahachmir, usmol lahakel, zeh v'zeh asser. It's both asser. Right, remember we've quoted in the past the vidui of Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon that we say Erev Yom Kippur. It's printed in the Machzorim right after Tefillah Zakah. So there it says we're mizvadeh that we were oser what's mutter and matir what's aser. Both directions, right? That's both wrong. Umasha chacham mechmir al divrei Torah lo lachlok el she modim shahadin emes lahakel umachmir maso siyag aval elu shechoken al kabbalah seinu aser lishmoa lahem. Usher to be shomea to them, and that's similar to Rabbi Tarfon in the first parak in Brachas, where he says, "What do you mean? Beisil also says you could lie down, you could stand up for Kriya Shema, but he dafka did it, and Beishamai is wrong, right? According to what we paskin, Beishamai bakam Beisil in a Mishnah, so that's similar idea. But that's an important. If you want to look it up, the Mishnah Achrona Para Parak Gimel Mishnah Zion. Okay, again, a lot here to discuss. Maybe one other point, and that is a Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav notes that here in Hilchas Paraduma, he quotes that, we're not getting into all the details why he says it, but Paraduma, I think we mentioned this years ago already, Paraduma is a unique type of carbon, if we could even call it that. A usual carbon, certain parts of the Avodah are done in the Beis HaMikdash, and certain parts are done outside the Beis HaMikdash. Right, you have Parman and Srafim, right, you have Zrikas Hadam inside, in the Heichal, in the Kodesh Kadashim on Yom Kippur, and then you burn the cow outside. Fine, but there's something done in the Beis HaMikdash. Paraduma, What do? We burn it on Har Habayis, on Har HaZeisim. We burn it on Har HaZeisim, the whole carbon. We shecht it and we burn it. Is that a real carbon? So the Gemara calls Paraduma Kachei Bedek Habayis, which is value, not inherent. We spoke about this a few days ago. Kachei Bedek Habayis and Kachei Aguf. So there are various halachos that are tali that it's called. What did Rashi say on top? Chatas Karye Rachmana. But, which means it's a carbon, but it's not a carbon in the normal sense. Not a carbon in the normal sense. Well, the Fiza Nira says the Briskarav, just in one application of this halacha, a Tamei kana is possible to be involved in Parah Aduma. Why? Not because a Tamei, he says, is possible for Avodah as HaKarbanos. It's possible because there's a special din that Parah Aduma has to be done Vatara from start to finish. And therefore, even early stages, where by a regular carbon you might not possible the Tamei, but by Paraduma you will, because it's something different. He says, Lafiza Nira, Dua Dinlin Yitame Atzmo, De Pasol Bapara, Aim Psula Mikoch Psula De Tamei, Ha Amr Ba'avoda, Dilinin Dim Psula Avoda, Lo Shani Psula De Tamei Mishar Psulim, Lo Shani Psula De Tamei Mishar Psulim, De Kulu Enam Noagim Bapara, Mishar De Kachi Bedek Abayasi. Right, a tummy person could touch money that's going to the base of Mikdash, Kachi Bedek Abayas. Vahad a tummy puzzle, Srefas Para, Lambishim din puzzle, Avodan Aguba, Kiim din miyuchad, Shel Psul Tuma, Ha'amr Bepara Duma, the Tuma Poselas Babachoma Aseha, Al Psula the tummy shall carbanas lesser Bepara. Again, there's nafkaminas related to this, but I'll leave it at that. But just to note, the Yesod is Para Duma, it's not like a regular carbon. You could have some halachas more machmir, some more makel, because it's Kachi Bedek Abayas. But it has to be very tar, because the whole purpose is to bring Tara to the world. Again, there's a lot more there, but yeah, let's continue. So says the Gemara, third line. Ba'ominei me'rev sheshes. Next question about RL. Right, we have all these questions of RL here in the beginning of Perika RL. RL mahu b'meiser. Is an RL allowed to partake in meiser sheni? Right, we learned, it's a pasuk in Chumash, an onain is not allowed to take part in meiser sheni. And an RL is not allowed to eat Karban Pesach. So what about RL and Meiser Sheni? Ki heichi diyalif Pesach mi Meiser linyan Aninus, shall we say, just like we learned Karban Pesach from Meiser Sheni regarding Aninus. Meaning, Aninus is said by Meiser Sheni. An Onin cannot take part in Meiser Sheni, so too an Onin cannot take part in Karban Pesach. So just like you go in that direction, yalif nami Meiser mi Pesach linyan Arlus, should you go in the opposite direction? Just like Karban Pesach in RL cannot partake in, so too Meiser Sheni in RL cannot partake in. O Dilma, or we say no. Chomor, Mikal, Yalif, Kalmi, Chomor, Lo Yalif. You don't learn it in both directions. You don't learn Meiser from Pesach. Or, for that matter, you don't learn Meiser from Truma. Because an RL is Aser B'Truma. But he's allowed to eat Meiser Sheni. So that is the question. So the Gemara says, Amar Lahu, Tani Tua. We learned it. We learned it in the Mishnah in Maseches Bikurim. Says the Mishnah, in Bikurim, if you look in the beginning of the second parak in Bikurim, the Mishnah is there, talk about three elements, talks about Meiser Sheni and Shruma and Bikurim, and it says what each two of them have that the third one doesn't have. And it goes through each one. So Tani Tuha, Hatshruma v'Bikurim, Hayavan Aleihem, Misa v'Chomesh, v'Asurin Lizarim. Shruma and Bikurim are Chayiv Misa. If one eats them, who's the one? So the Rishonim have two suggestions, a Zar that eats it, or even if a Kohen Tame eats it. So Chayavan Aleihem Misa, v'Chomesh, and if they eat it b'shogeg, they have to add on Chomesh, which we call a fifth after it's added on, what we call 25%, v'asurin lizarim, and they're usur for a zar to partake of them, v'hein nichse kohen, and they are property of the kohen to do what? To marry someone with. They are considered the assets of the kohen. If a kohen wants to get married with truma and bikurim, he can do that. Mashma meiser sheni not. Why? Rashi says this is going according to the opinion of meiser sheni is being mamon gavoha. Va'olin be'echad umeya, and they are batel in 101. Truma bikurim. What bittel on a drabana level? What bittel do they have? They have bittel in 100 or 101. Bittel be'echad u meya. There's a machlokas we've shown him here. Important machlokas for Hilchas Kashrus purposes. Rashi right here. The Ritva and others say that by Meister Sheni, where's the Rashi? Let's find it in the Bittel Rashi. Be'echad u'meya, Rashi says, Avo Meister Batel Berov. V'lo boy echad u'meya. But Meister Sheni is Batel Berov. So Rashi, the Ritva, and Rov Rishon and Paskin, when it comes to Yavesh B'Yavesh, dry items, so there's Bittel Berov. And there's no, even Durabanan. Is Bittel Berov. This is against the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam holds in Hilchot Machalas Asuros that just like we have by what's called lach balach, by liquids that get mixed up, we don't go by Rov. They're there. We require Shishim. We require 60 because of the taste transfer when items are really mixed together. The Rambam is not Machalik, and the Rambam seems to say that you need Shishim even by Yavesh b'yavesh. Even by dry items that get mixed together, the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'achalas Asuros in Perek Tesvav, he is against the Ritva and the Rashi here, that it is, oh, you go by Rov. Right? It's the Ritva, I'll read the Ritva. The Ritva even expands on this. Ba'olim bechad umeya, ma'she'en ked b'meiser, shu batel b'rov, o chad b'tray midoraisa, o b'shisha midorabanam, k'tahavi lach balach. V'chum razu, and realize this is all durabanan. Right, even the 1 to 100. Dilemi daraisa kol min b'mino chad betray batal. That is machlokas Rambam versus the other Rishonim. Let's finish, and then we'll get back to another important point. V'teunin rechitzas yadayim and shum and bikurim require washing hands before partaking. V'ha'arev shemesh, and they are you're not allowed to eat them. Tful yom is not allowed to eat truma or bikurim. Right, it's the first mishnah in Shas. Mishas shakwanim lechazim lechol b'truma asan. And hare elu b'truma u'bibikurim ha'she'en kein b'maiser. And all of these things do not apply to Meister Sheni. Right, Meister Sheni does not belong to the Kohen, and Meister Sheni is not usher in the same way to Zarim, and the Dochi of Misa, all the other halachas. Says the Gemara v'im Isa, and if it's true that you don't learn one from the other, and an Arel is mutter in Meister Sheni, if you say an Arel is mutter in Meister Sheni, so why isn't that on the list? Nisni Arel Aser, Bahen Mashen Kim Meiser. An Arel cannot partake of Chumar Bikurim, so if Meister Sheni is mutter for an RL, so why isn't that on the list? Must be that an RL is not allowed to eat Meister Sheni, so it's not a difference. Answers the Gemara, ton of a shear. No, maybe it's just left out. It's left out. You're right, it's a difference, but it didn't list all the cases. My shear, the high shear. So what else is left out? What else, you can never say one thing is left out, right? Because then that shows that there's nothing left out. So what else is left out? So let's get to that in a minute. But first, there is one problem with this Mishnah that the Rishonim quoted. Asks Tosfos, once the Mishnah says that your Chayav Misa, isn't that like Memela, it's also to a Zar? So why is that listed as a separate difference? Asurin Lazarim. Right, I just said earlier that your Chayav Misa needs to be a Chomesh. So what's the extra Lashon of Asurim Lazarim? Tosfos and Asurim Lazarim asks this question, and he gives two answers. Two amazing answers. Number one, he quotes the Aruch on the fourth line of the Tosfos. Tirei Aruch, Da'atzer Lazarim Itzrich L'chatzi Shir. Ooh, Chatzi Shir. Even Tosfos says, according to the Man D'Amar, that Chatzi Shir is only also Drabonon. Achlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Maseches Yuma, in the beginning of the last parak. So the Aruch says, that's the added Isser here. The Isser even Chatzi Shir. Then the question you got to figure out is, why would I have thought otherwise? Right, Rabbi Yochanan Paul, and we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, all Yisurim in the Torah are also Mishum Chatzi Shir. I only need the Shir if I eat a whole Kazayas of Treif, then I get the punishment. But if I eat a half a Kazayas of Treif, it's still Asa Daraisa, I'm just not punished for it. That applies to all Yisurim, at least all Yisuri Achila. So, a big question, what about by Rabbi Yimatze? Question of Mesechus Psache. But Yisuri Achila, you know, it applies. So, what do you mean? Oh, for Chatzi Shir. If it's Aser to Azar Shir, it's Aser for Chatzi Shir. Why would I have thought otherwise? So, that for that, we have to look in the Tosfos Yishonim. The Tosfos Yishonim says here, well, maybe I would have thought it's not really as Aser as other Isurim, because after all, it's Mutter to a Kohen. Right, other Isurim that are Aser Mishum Chatzi Shir, those are bona fide Isurim that's Aser to everybody. Isurim Hashave Bakol. But the fact that here a Kohen is allowed to eat it, maybe that reflects a weakness to this Isur, so maybe it wouldn't be Aser Mishum Chatzi Shir. That's why you have to say Beferish. It's Aser Mishum Chatzi Shir. That's an important Tosfos Yishonim comment. It reminds us a little bit, the Mishnah Lamelech in the first parak of Hilchos Chametz also discusses. The Rambam quotes a special pasuk why Chametz is Aser Mishum Chatzi Shir. And the Mishnah Lamelech says, what do you need a special pasuk for that? Chametz is Aser, like all other Yisurim Chatzi Shir. So the Mishnah Lamelech says, oh, well, maybe Chametz is Darash Yishlam Atirin, in a week it's going to be Mutter. So it's going to be mutter in a week, maybe it's not like, not as bad, so to speak, even though it's chayif kares and asav mashu at the time, but maybe that's why you wouldn't know asir chasi shir, that's why you have to have an extra pasuk. See, here too, that is answer number one. Tosfos also quotes another difference, which he does not like this difference, but he quotes another difference that maybe it means that asir tazarim, it's unpidyonable, right? You can't redeem it. Right, you can't redeem it. Maaser sheni, you can redeem it. And then memela, the fruit will be mutter to a Yisrael. But here, it's aser to a zar, period. It can never become mutter. Tosfos doesn't like that answer because, ve'ein nira pirizet, ein lampidyon amrinan lakaman deshir. Because the Gemara is going to say that it left that one out. So that can't be one that's listed in the Mishnah. Okay, either way, important comments by the Tosfos Yeshanim. So back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so what was left out? If you want to say the RL, nafgamina, was left out, so what else was left out? My shir to high shir. So shir to katani seifa, in the seifa. Right? Meaning, we mentioned, all the Mishnah is there, the beginning of that parak, list off. What's the connection between two compared to the third? So what about the next one? Yesh b'maiser u'bikurim. Mashenke b'truma. Maiser sheni and bikurim have a connection that truma does not have. Sha'maiser v'bikurim tzunin havas makom. They both need to be brought to Yerushalayim. Maiser sheni and bikurim, right? Unlike truma. V'tzunin vidui. And one has to be misvadeh, right? At the end of the... after they've done everything, that I've done everything that I'm supposed to do, right, Meiser and Bikurim, not like Truma, right, BRT, we have the Vidui Meiseris, the Usser Laonain, and it's Usser, Meiser, Shani, and Bikurim are Usser to an Onain, Rabbi Shimon Matir, Shimon Matirs, what does he matir? Can Matir Meiser Shani as a Pasuk in Chumash, so he matirs Bikurim, Rabbi Shimon matirs Bikurim to an Onain, we'll have to see that Bezerman Amid Beis, what the Machlokas is about, V'chayavin Bebiur, both Meiser Sheni and Bikurim, one has a chiyuv to be meva'er them when the time comes. Right? Bikurim and Meiser Sheni in the third year, Rashi quotes, Rav Shimon poses, Rav Shimon again, Pater's Biur. V'ilu, we'll get back to that line, but let's finish first. V'ilu aser levar behen bituma, but the halacha of not destroying them, bituma, right, that's an iser, which does not apply to truma, because truma you're allowed to be mevar betuma. The ochlin betumas atzman loke, and the fact that if you are tahar and the item is tame, do you get malchus for that? So by the feast two, by meiser sheni and bikurim you would, by truma you would not. So that difference loktani. Mashenki betruma loktani doesn't say these differences. So amatan of ishir. So you see there are differences left out. So don't be medaktik that an RL is also one that was left out. It could be that an RL is mutter b'maiser sheni. Right? There's no raya in that. Regard. There is an important ha'ara to note, and that is the mitzvah of biur maiser sheni. That mitzvah is counted as two separate mitzvahs by the Bahag, but the Rambam and the Chinuch and others count it only as one mitzvah. Even though it's two separate commands, right? Two separate commands. There's a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, Mikseh Shalosh Shanim, Totsiyas Kol Maaser Tvuascha, Bashana Shlishis, Bashana Hivi Nachta B'Sharecha, Yudal Chavches. That's the halacha of Biur Meiser. And only later in Kisavo, Kisachalela Aser V'chulu, V'achol B'Sharecha V'Daveo, V'Yamartu L'Vnei Hashem Olkecha, V'Yarti Yekodesh Ben Abayis. Right, there's Vidui and there's Biur. So the big shaila is, right, the Rambam, the Chinuch, count it as one big mitzvah. They don't count it as two. They count vidui. They don't count biur. So the mitzvah Samelech, Rabbi Sement, has two suggestions in mitzvahs Aseh Kuf Lamed Aleph. Why the Rambam doesn't count biur as a separate mitzvah like the Bahag does. Number one, he says, well, what does biur mean? Biur means you have to get rid of it. So is that a new mitzvah? Right? Originally, you have to give truma to the Kohen and Meiser Rishon to the Levi. You have to give all your trumas and Meiser Bikurim to the proper people. So what's Biur? By this time, you have to make sure it's been given out. That's a new mitzvah. No, that's still the old mitzvah. It's not telling me anything new to do. Biur means I have to make sure that I've done everything that I've done. He gives a mashal, great mashal, the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma explaining why the Rambam, famous question, why the Rambam does not count the mitzvah of tshuva. He only counts the mitzvah of vidui. Why not tshuva? 20 different answers. The Meshech Chachma is probably the most simple answer. The Meshech Chachma says, I was Mechallel Shabbos. I have to do tshuva. What, there's a new mitzvah of tshuva? That's the reason I have to even stop being Mechallel Shabbos? No. The same mitzvah that says, I can't be Mechallel Shabbos in the first place, tells me I have to stop being Mechallel Shabbos if I'm still being Mechallel Shabbos. There's no mitzvah. You don't need a mitzvah of tshuva. Every Aveira inherently has built in, don't do it, and stop doing it if you do it. What do you need something new for? Vidui. You have to say something. You can't just stop doing it. I have to be mizvadeh. That's already a chiddush. That's something new. And that's why the Rambam counts vidui and not tshuva. So the same thing here. It says, what, there's a new mitzvah of biur? No. The same mitzvah that you had to do for the past 3 years, you have to do now. One beautiful answer. The other answer he suggests is that maybe the answer is v'nira lo mar'od. He says rak tikun hachit l'masha aver bazesh lo nidna mechila lakonim l'misha roilo. He quotes a second. Let me just see what he says. I'm sure we're not going to go into it now, but he gives a second answer that maybe this is a tikun of what he didn't do earlier. Right? Not that this is something new. Not exactly that it's a continuation, but according to some Rishonim, you don't, what's biur? You have to burn it. You have to destroy it. Not, so you can't say it's a continuation of that mitzvah. But you can at least say it's like tikkun of what you should have done. So again, that's not called a separate mitzvah. But either way, that's two separate commands that we have. Biur maestros and vidui maestros. Either way, it was left out, and that's why Tana Vishir. Continuing, third line. Now we're going to talk a little bit about this price that we quoted. So first we had a machlokes tanaim, whether in onain is mutter in bikurim or not. Machlokes tanaim. V'yasurin la'onain v'bishurin mater. Minalahu d'chsiv. How do you know that what's the source that an onain is usur to partake? So d'chsiv. Lo sucha le'echol b'sharecha. Ma'asar d'gan chav v'sir eshchav v'sarecha v'chulu. One of the words in there, you can't eat in your gates. V'trumas yadecha. V'amar mar trumas yadecha elu bikurim. So you see, in that pasuk, trumas yadecha, the truma of your hand, that's referring to bikurim. The iskish bikurim lemeiser, and we compare in that pasuk bikurim to meiser. Meiser is in that pasuk. Meiser degancha. Ma meiser aser laonein. Ma, just like meiser sheni is aser to an onein, that's beferish. Af bikurim aser laonein. That's the Tanakh Mishita. How we know that a bikurim is aser for an onein. Just parenthetically, the Rambam quotes this halacha, but for some reason gives a different source. He says an onin can't partake of bikurim, because it says by bikurim you have to be happy. V'samachta b'chol hatov. And an onin is not happy. So, question why he has to quote another source. That's the Aruch L'Neir Sa'ara here, but that's the Tanakama. An onin cannot eat bikurim. Right? And very important, an onin, let's say you have a Kohen who's an onin. So at home, he has a lot of shumas, a lot of mice. He has to know what he's allowed to eat, what he's not allowed to eat. Rabbi Shimon, Truma Karina Rachmana. The Rabbi Shimon said, no, forget comparing Bikurim to Meiser in the same pasuk. The Torah uses the word Truma to refer to Bikurim. So, Ma Truma Mutaris La'onein, not Bikurim Mutaris La'onein. So, that's the Machlokas Tanoim between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. Stop there for a minute. There's a big trivia question, if we would ask. There's one pasuk in the Torah that you learn 8 mitzvos from. 8 mitzvos from one pasuk. Which pasuk? It's this one right here. This one right here. Lo sucha lecho b'sharecha. Every word in that pasuk is counted as a separate lo sase by the Rambam and the Chinuch. Lo sucha lecho. Look at in Sefer Chinuch, mitzvah tuf mem beis through tuf mem tes. 8 mitzvos. Right? Based on this one pasuk. Ma'aser degancha, tiroshcha, v'yitzarecha, uv'choras bekarcha, v'tzonecha, v'tshumas yodecha. 8 words, 8 mitzvos learned out from that one pasuk. I don't know for sure, but I don't think there's another pasuk out there in the Torah where you can learn 8 mitzvos from one pasuk. But there it is. That's the trivia question. Okay, we continue. V'chayavin, the next machlokas referred to. V'chayavin bebiur, Reb Shimon Poter, machlokas whether one is chayav to do biur. So again, mar makish, mar lo makish, same thing. There's biur maisra. So is there, do you compare bikurim to maisra or not? Same machlokas. The asur lavar man betuma. Next line, what was left out, we said, is asur to destroy them betuma. When it comes to bikurim and maisra sheni. Number two, the ochlan betumas atzman loke. And by those two, if a person who is tahar eats it when it is tameh, they get malchus. So minalon, how do I know that all of these halachas are true? Tanya, the Braisa says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo bi'arti mimenu b'tamei. I did not destroy it. I did not burn it when it was tamei, meaning the Meister Sheni. Bein shani tamei v'hu tahar, bein shani tahar v'hu tamei. Either way, it is, I did not do that. V'heicha musar ala chilaso eini yodeya. Rabbi Shimon says, when the person declares and says, well, I didn't even get rid of it when it was tamei. What does that sound like? It sounds like, well, you weren't allowed to eat it, but you were able to get rid of it, but you didn't when it was tameh. But it's not mefurish. It's not mefurish in the pasuk that it is usher to eat betumah. Not Mefurish, but you get that impression, says Rabbi Shimon. But I don't know exactly where it says it. Tumas Aguf, says the Gemara, one second. Tumas Aguf, Bedik Zibbe. What do you mean? It says a befeirish. If you are tummy, you're not allowed to eat it. Nevash asher diga bo v'tama ad ha'arev v'lo yochal min ha'kadashim, and that refers to Maiser Sheni, ki im rachat b'saro b'mayim, question mark. So what does Rav Shimon mean? That, oh, I don't know where it says it's usher to eat b'tuma. Hachi kimi boile. Tumas atzmo minayin. What happened? How do I know that it's usher to eat when I am tahar and it is tame? That's what's not mefurish. So the Gemara answers, Tama lomar, that's our pasuk. Lo sucha lecho b'sharecha, you cannot eat in your gates. Ma'asar degancha, so in your gates here, it doesn't only mean in your gates, but it's compared to the following. Golahalanu omer, and it says, elsewhere, bisharecha tochlenu, you can eat it wherever you want in your gates. That's referring to psule hamugdashin, a karba that got a muam that you redeemed, and now you can eat it. Psule hamugdashin, hatamei vahatahar yachdav. Tamei atahar, you can eat it together. Katsvi v'chayo, v'tanei devir b'shmoel. What does that mean? Afilu tamei v'tahar ochlon, shokhanecha b'karachas, v'nechoshishin. Right, you don't have to worry if it becomes tamei. So that's what the word bisharecha is alluding to. So even in the first pasuk, it's referring to eating Maiser Sheni when it is tamei. V'kamarachmana hahu da'amri l'cha hasam bisharecha tochlenu hacha lo techol. That which I allow you to eat betuma elsewhere when it is tamei, here I do not. So that's Reb Shimon Shita. The Reb Shimon holds that eating betumas atzman, one gets malchus for that. Right, if it is tameh, mashen came by truma, there is no source. Rashi says it's only an isser asay, which we're going to get to, but it is not a los asay. You're not going to get malchus for that. Period. Let's do a little more. Mashen came by truma minolan. So how do I know exactly what we were just referring to? How do I know that if I eat truma, if a kohen is tahar and he eats truma tameya, so how do I know that he does not get malchus for that? Right, that's what it means. That's Jake Bitruma. So Minalan, right? For Malchus, we need a pasuk. Hishamer pen aler lo. You need a mafurish lo sase. Amar Rabbi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, da Amar Kra, lo vi arti mi menu bitame. I did not destroy it bituma. Mi menu I atamavir. From it, you are not allowed to destroy bituma. But as we know, truma temeya, you are allowed to destroy and get benefit from it. When that's called hanah. You're allowed to get benefit from it when it is tame. And it's a mitzvah even. It's a mitzvah to burn truma tameya. Maybe it's referring to oil of kachim, not oil of truma, that you're allowed to be ma'aver shemen shel kodesh. As the Gemara, lav kal v'chomer, what do you mean? Kachim, that's more holy. If for ma'aser sheni, you're not allowed to destroy it betuma, kodesh, chomer, lokoshikin, surely kachim. Says the Gemara, excuse me, Ihaki, Truman Hami Kavachomerhu. Truman is also more Kadosh than Maestro Shani. So you say the same Kavachomer. Says the Gemara, no, but Haksimi Menu. There's a pasuk that has an exclusion. So you have to exclude something. Umara Isa, so why do you exclude and allow it by Truma and not by Kachim? So Mistavra Kodesh Lomimatina. It must be Kodesh is not excluded from the Isser. Why? Shekain Pankachas. What's that? That's the abbreviation of all the chumras of Kachim. Pigel, Noser, Carbon. You have to treat it as a carbon. Right, in terms of bringing it lefnim, mi'ila the isra, mi'ila kares va'asr la'onin. Kares if somebody eats it, betumas aguf. And it's also to an onin, so you have all those chumras. So Gemara says, adarabah, truma lo b'matina. Don't exclude truma from the isra. Shekein machpaz. What's that? Misa b'dei shamayim. V'chomesh, p'yidit b'shogeg. V'ein la'pidyon, there's no way to redeem it. V'asur lazarim. Right, so you see, by the way, this was Tosas' problem before, that it says this has two factors. So Gemara says, so why, Lamaisa, do we exclude Karbanos from the Isser and not Truma? Either way, Hanach Nefisha, number one, the Chumras of Kachim are more plentiful than the Chumras of Truma. Viva Yisema, Kares Adifa. Or, Kares is more Chamor than Misa B'dei Shamayim, and therefore, we say that is more chamor. Tomorrow we'll start with going into different types of kares, how kares is more chamor, and the nafkaminas. There are some nafkaminas between kares and Misa B'dei Shamayim. Maybe we'll mention some of those. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, we thank the sponsors for this month of Kislev Shiurim, the Kubietsky family, in honor of Jonah Kubietsky, in commemoration of his attainment of Shnas Gevura. Again, Parsha Shir is up from last night, early Parsha Shir this week, for me case.